Begin the current daf Masechet Seif and daf Nun Zayin. We begin 12 lines up in the top of the Amud, but the Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, and that is, the Gemara had four explanations regarding when it was talking about the Migrash Ha'ir, that is by the Ari Levim, they have on the boundaries of their city regarding a few different elements, obviously regarding Tchum Shabbos. Also, there's an area of 2,000 Amos surrounding the city of the Levim. That's part of their cities. Now, the area outside that, the first 1,000 Amos, are called Migrash, that there they don't plant, nothing over there. It's open to make it more spacious regarding the area of the city. Now, that the Braisa had said that the Migrash is a quarter of the boundaries, which was a question that it seems to be half, not a quarter. So the Gemara had four different explanations. Two of the explanations, Abai and Rabba, said that if we're talking about a circular city, and therefore the Migrash is also circular, and the Tchumen that we were talking about was squared, and that's how they made their calculations, ultimately came out to be a quarter, each one according to their own Pshat. However, based on those Pshatim, the Gemara has the following question. Omli Rav Chavivi Mechazno al Rav Ashi. Says this that we had said on the previous Gemara, that how much bigger is the square than the circle? And that is, when we're coming to estimate the Migrash, to say that it's going to come out to be a quarter, is that the Migrash is also going to be circular. The question that's bothering Rav Chaviva is that since we learned that we are Mirabeya Es Ha'ir, that is, besides that, there's two things that we square off. We square off a city, if it's a circular city. Then we also square off the Tchum that's around it. We make that square also. So the question that's bothering him is, since we square off the city, so now the city becomes square. But now that we're saying we give the Migrash circle 1,000 Amos around the city, so the question is, Vo'ika Mursha de Karnasa, but we have the corners that are sticking out. In other words, because again, the way we were making the calculation was you have a round city of 1,000, you have a round city. By and Rava, one was saying it was 2,000 by 2,000, one was saying it was 1,000 by 1,000. Either way, it's a round city. Then we said that the Migrash, 1,000 Amos around the city, is also going to be a circle. And then we said, but the Tchum around it will be a square. Now the question is, if you're saying that you make the Migrash a circle around the city, but the problem is the city doesn't even stay a circle because the halacha is that we square off the city. So now when you're squaring off the city, these are protruding into the 1,000 of the Migrash. It's eating away from that Migrash space. And therefore, you're not even going to have Elif of Migrash. You're going to be losing that airspace or whatever it is because the city is going to be extended based on what we do, that Mirabeya Seir, that we square up the city. So how can you say that what you're doing is you're giving the Migrash only circle around the city? You don't square off the Migrash. It's only the Tchum that you square, but the problem is the city itself you square off. And if you're squaring off the city, it's eating all, that extra square that you're getting by the corners of the squaring of the city, it's eating away into that 1,000 of the Migrash, and you're not even getting 1,000 of Migrash at the end. So the Gemara answered, B'masei Gulto, we're talking about a circular city, which doesn't have any corners that are protruding into the 1,000 of the Migrash. But then he went back to ask, what do you mean? I'm asking you, Harubua, but you square off the city, even when it's circular, you square it off. If you square it off, you're not going to be having 1,000 of Migrash all around. And that answer is no. Eimadamina, when did we say, Chazinan Kimandim Rabo, that we visualize the city as if it was squared off? And that is regarding to add on to the Tchum of Shabbos, whether you're going for on Shabbos to walking for the boundary, or whether you're going for the part of the city that we're considering, and this is part of the Levium's area that we gave them. But Revuah Vadimir Rabbana, but did you think that we actually square off the city? We don't square off the city. We don't add on any houses over there in that squared off area that it will be diminishing from the beauty of the Migrash that's open space. So therefore, it's not a difficulty. Although we say that we square off the city, we don't mean literally now we could add up houses today, we could make settlements there in the corner. No. It's just saying for this is part of their dimensions of the city. For the Tchum that we see that's still part of the city, or for the area of the Levium. But however, regards to adding houses, we don't, and therefore it's not taking away anything from the 1,000 of the Migrash. Now the Gemara goes to ask a different question, also related to the sugya on the previous staff. Amalei Rav Chaniloi Mechoznoi L'Rav Ashi. Says Mechti, he wants to understand that we had said in the previous staff that when you have a circular city, and then you square it off, then even if it was a regular square city, but then when you're creating the Tchum of Shabbos, that is, when you make the Tchum, you don't make just 2,000 Amos in every direction. You go ahead and you actually make a Tavla Mervas, a square surrounding the city. That's what the Tchum will be. And therefore, the Gemara said, you're going to gain 800 Amos when you're going diagonally in the corner because of the Ribua that ribua gives you another 800 amas, which the Gemara wants to understand this now. Kama meruba yesar al igal, as we had discussed in the previous stop, how much more is a square than a circle? That's revia, that's a quarter, as we had quoted a Rashi on the previous daf from the Rashi on Sukkah daf Ches, that you could figure this out, and there's going to be a Rashi later on in the daf that will also elaborate on this, that either way you could show that a circle is three quarters of a square, whether in area, you have the pi is three times, or 3.14 from the circle, versus by a square it's going to be four. Same thing even in perimeter, if you take a string that's three amas long, and there's the diameter is amas, so for a circle, it takes only three amas to go around it, whereas by a square, each side is going to be an amas. It's going to take a string of four amas. So therefore, what you see is that a square is a quarter more than a circle. If so, the question is as follows. Hani tami meya, you're saying that it's going to be 800 amas? Again, as we had said before, we said that what do you gain? What the Gemara had said, tchum in mistakrin, that you gain by the tchum, this that we make a square tablet diagonally to the square of the city, we said we gain 800 amas. But the question is, the gain of the diagonal is only based on this idea of the ribua, of the squaring of the city, because a circle doesn't have any alachs, and it doesn't have any diagonal. A circle is going to be exactly 2,000 amas, whichever direction you're going to go. However, the ribua is the squaring off of the tchum is what gives you this alachs and this diagonal. And now, as the Gemara is explaining now, how much more is a square than a circle? It's only a quarter more. And as Rashi explains, that this quarter that we're calling it a quarter is a quarter of the total, which is basically means a third from within. So therefore, if you take, let's say, 2,000 amas, you divide it by three, as the Gemara is going to say, that's going to give you 666 and two-thirds. Again, a total, as we said, that a square that's four, the circle will be three, which means to say that if you take from the three of the circle and you take off a third, that's going, and you add that on, that will be how much bigger the square will be than the circle. So therefore, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Shis meya v'shitin v'sheva, that you have 667 amas, nechi tilsa have minus a third, that gives you a total of 666 and two-thirds, and not 800. What are you saying that when you're going to go, you have 2,000 amas of a tchum in either direction, north, east, south, and west. But he said if we're going to make a square of a tchum around the city, that is when you're going to go to the corners, you're not going to have just 2,000 amas, you're going to have 2,800, gaining another 800 amas. Tosfos Gemara asks, how do you get such a cheshbon? If we said that a square has more than the area of a circle, how much more? A quarter more, again, a quarter of the total, which is a third from what's within. Now, if you take 2,000 and you divide it by 3 to get what you're adding on, you get 666 and two-thirds. If that's the case, why is saying 800? You're going to get another 666 and two-thirds. So Malay said the same way. Hanamili, when did we say this? That a square has a quarter more and not anything more than that. That is bi'igulo migoy ribu. That's when you're estimating a circle from within a square. And that is, you're right, generally, when you're going to do that, and you're figuring out how much a square is going to be more than a circle, you're adding on a quarter more than the circle that we're talking about. And that's, as Rashi says, that's both regarding the area, and that's both regarding the perimeter, that you're going to be gaining always a quarter more. That's all you're going to be gaining. So he says, for example, let's say you have a circular city that's 2,000 amas. So then the area is going to be 6,000 amas, as Rashi quotes from the Gemara and Daf Yudalama base, where that's the source of the Gemara when it talks about pi, which is basically talking about the perimeter from the kav of 30 amma that it talks about by the mikvah of Shleima Melech that he had made. It's going to take a line of 30 amas to surround that mikvah. And same thing, so that would be 3. Then for regarding a squared city, the hekif, the area under circumference would be 8,000 amas. And the same thing works for and that's regarding the perimeter. The same thing works for the area, that if you're coming to split up this addition according to the cheshbon of this city, the only thing you're going to be gaining on what you had from before was a quarter. Because that is how the Rabbanan knew the mathematical equation, that a square has more than a circle, a quarter. So you're right regarding your question that is how generally we estimate. But one thing you're missing is avabalachsayna, but regarding a diagonal. In other words, here, what we're trying to figure out, we want to know how much more you're gaining in the diagonal because of the square that we had squared off from the circular city, being a tvei. Then you need more than a quarter, which what we're saying basically means more than a third of what we're talking about, because Every square, when you square off every quarter that you add on, when you place it towards the corners, you're only gaining there from more than what you did by the middle of the city. In other words, because originally when you had a circular area, if let's say we have the circle area of the city or of the tchum, you had 2,000. Now you also have 2,000. Where you're really putting the majority of the gain is going to be towards the corners. And therefore, that little bit is what it's going to be more than a quarter. As the Gemara says, the Amamar, as the Master had said, Kol Amsa Birbua, any Amma of a square, Amsa B'Trei Chum Shri Balach Soiner, is going to be an Amma and 2/5, and 1.4 by the diagonal, and therefore by the corners is going to be not 1/3. Rather, it's going to be 2/5. So therefore, although the total area of a square, then a circle, is going to be only one third, but that's because based on the total area. But when you're talking about diagonals, the diagonals take the lion's share, so to speak. There, what you're going to have is going to be two fifths more than what the regular amma is, and therefore there it's going to be 800 ammas, not 666 2/3, because there by the diagonal that's how much we gain. That's by every square how much more it's going to be, and therefore here when we make a tavla mervas of the tchum, it's going to be 2/5 more, which again is going to be 800 ammas. So therefore, when you go to the corner, you don't have just 2,000 ammas as you generally do. Here is, as the Gemara had discussed in the previous daf, what we gained by creating this tavla mervas is 800 ammas. Now the Gemara continues on to the next Mishnah, discussing again regarding the tchum of the city, which we're talking about that sometimes you get more than just the tchum of 2,000 ammas. You get a different area, as the Mishnah says, neisnin karpav le'ir. We give an area of a karpav to the city. And that is, when you come to measure the tchum of the city, you don't start right from the end of the city, of the city limits from the wall. Rather, you first distance yourself 70 amas and a fraction, like the area of the chutzra, the mishkan, which that was the area beyond, although the mishkan is where the building ended, but there was a courtyard around that. That area is 5,000 square amas. If you take that and you square that off, that comes at the 70 and a fraction. And from that area, that's where, after that area of 70 and a fraction ends, that's when you begin to count your 2,000 amas. Dibre Meir, that's the opinion of Rebbe Meir. The Gemara will explain what the source for this is. If we didn't say this idea about adding on 70 and a fraction and then beginning at 2,000 amas, only between two cities. And as the Mishnah says, if this city has 70 and a fraction, this one has 70 and a fraction, then the karpav makes the two of them to be like one, and therefore, someone that's leaving from this city through the other city, he only begins to measure his 2,000 numbers when he leaves the limits of that city. That's the idea. That's when we give karpav. But a regular city, well, doesn't have karpav. It begins its tchum right when it leaves the city. It's when it's between two different cities, and then that karpav is the amount of area, not more than that it's between them. Then it's considered as one big city, and they would start beginning their tchum when it leaves that city. Similarly, the Mishnah says, "Chein gimel kfarim hamishaloshim," regarding three cities that are in a row. If there is between them no more than 141 amas and a third, that is basically the shear of two kafifis, then, as we said before, the middle one makes the outer ones like it's one big city, and therefore, if you leave from one corner, you're walking through the three cities, you can begin your tchum when you leave the last city. Again, the same idea, that the karpav is an area that extends the city, and therefore, if the karpavs overlap, it's like we see it as one big city. This is the idea by karpav. Just there's a machlekes regarding, do you give a karpav for every city, or do you give it only when it's between two different cities? To which the Gemara asks the basic question, from where do we know this idea that you give a karpav to a city? What do you mean? The city ends. That's where you begin your 2,000 amas. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Damakra, there's a pasuk in Bamidbar that says, and this is a pasuk that's talking about that we had quoted on the previous staff, talking about the Ari Halavim, the Livat cities, that there was a migrash, an area of 1,000 amas surrounding the area of the city that was open. And it says over there that the migrash of the cities that was given to Levim says, Mikir ha'ir v'chutz, so that from the wall of the city and outward, it says it was given for 1,000 amas surrounding it. On that, the Gemara over here darshans, Amr Tari, the Tari says, 10 chutzah. First, give an area beyond, outward of this city, which is what our reference to our Gemara is, that it's an area of a karfaf, And as the Rishonim say, that why do we give that amount of 70 on the fraction? Because that is the total area of the chutz of the Mishkan, which is in front of the Mishkan, that courtyard. That's the source for learning an area of what you give in front of building. That is what it says. First give something outside of it, and then you begin to measure the Tchum of Shabbos. That's our source for giving a karfav beyond the city. So that's an extension of the city. And then you begin 2,000 amos. However, the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah that said, we didn't say that every city gets a karfav. It was only between two different cities that then we said that the karfav will see them joined as one. So the Gemara says, we have machlekes in the opinion of the Chacham. Rav Huna says, when we said that it's between two different cities, we said that now each city gets 70 and a fraction for a total of 141 and a fraction. Then if they're overlapping with each one having their kafav, then we view it as one big city. But each one gets that amount. Chibarav Amar, no. It says karpav echad eshtem. When the Chum said that you have a karpav, but only when it's between two cities, is that one karpav between the two cities, if they're within 70 in the fraction, then we'll view them as one city, but not that they get two karpavs each one. So the Gemara tries being a proof from our Mishnah. Now we learned, v'chacham, I mean, the Chum say, like Amru karpav, we didn't say karpav, which is singular, elabin bezayaris. That was the pen of the Chacham. We only said karfav between two different cities. So the Gemara says, Tiyuf to Rav Huna. It seems to be a refutation of the opinion of Huna. It says clearly that Chacham say you only give a karfav between two cities, not two karfifas, but rather one karfav. On that, the Gemara says, Amachar Rav Huna, my karfav. What does the Mishnah mean when it's quoting the pen of Chacham that we give karfav? Although Reb Meir says every city gets a karfav, Chacham say no, we only give karfav between two cities. That's Torah's karfav. That's the laws of karfav. But it doesn't mean that we give this one karfav. The laws are singular. The laws of karfav. But really, in truth, in reality, we give each city gets its own karfav. And the Gemara says, Hachanam Estar, but it even makes more sense to say like Rav Huna. Because if you look on later on in the Mishnah, in the Ketani Seifa, it says, Yemesh lezu ayiname b'shirayim, if this city has 70 in the fraction, ulezu ayiname b'shirayim, this one has 70 in the fraction, oisik karfav l'shtem liz ke'echad, that these two karfifas, now that they're within the same area, they're overlapping, it makes the two cities to be like one. So Shema Amino, you see to the contrary, that each city gets 70, and a fraction. It's going to be a total area of 141 in fraction between the two cities. So you see like Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, so let's say the other way around. Let's say it's a revitation of the other pin. You see clearly that each city gets its own karfav, even according to Chum, between two different cities, not like he said that you only get one karfav. So Amal Chibarav, he answers to you, and we continue on Talmud Beis. He says, Hamani, these words of the Sefer, that it doesn't say who says it. Who is this? That's Remehi. It's not the end of the words the Rabbanan, which we were reading until now. It sounds like it's a continuation of the Pinah Chacham, that when we're talking about between two different cities, that's only when the time we give a karfav, and then it sounds like that it continues with a statement to saying that then if each one has its own karfav and they're within that area of 141 the fraction, that then it's going to be no. The Rabbanan don't say you get that amount. You only get 70 in the fraction. Who's this statement that says that now if they're each city, between the two cities, is going to be a total of 141 in the fraction, that it's going to be one city? That was the opinion of Remei, who says that every city gets its own karfav, and therefore, these two karfifas will consider the two cities as one. To which Gemara asks, if it's Remei, hatane le reisha. But the reisha, he already taught us the same idea. Why would he repeat himself? He says, neisni karfav le'ir de Remei. Remei said that every city gets its own karfav. So why do Remei have to repeat that? Now when there's two cities, they each get their karfav and therefore they're considered joined. Of course, we said every city gets its karfav and it's an extension of the city. Now when you have the other city with its karfav and they're overlapping, so we see it as one city. Another thing Gemara says, no, because Tzricha, we needed to have both statements being Remei. In other words, both statements of Remei, now that's how he's answering it. Dimahi, if we only had the statement of the Reisha, Havimina, I would have thought to say that no, you always get one. There's always going to be one karpav. There's one for one city and there's one for two cities. In other words, they can share the same karpav. Kamash Malan, then no, de la tarti treyavin ludo. That when there's two cities, then they get two. Doesn't make a difference. Every city will always get its own karpav. They're not going to share the karpav of the other city. V'yashmin ha'ocha, and had we only said over here by the Sefer, where it's talking about two different cities, maybe Vira Meir said that although there's a karpav for every city, and then we're going to say that now we consider as one big city because the karfifas are overlapping. That's mishum d'tzchika tash mishtayu. That's because over there, the space is very tight. And that is, since these two cities are very close, and it's not a beauty for the city in the two kafivas until they have more, they have enough room to expand, at least in the total area of the karpav. Therefore, now when these two kafifas are overlapping, it really considers the two cities as if it's one big city, because it's not enough for the city to be its own individual city, because then it has to have at least a total area of karpav untouched and not being overlapped by the other karpav. Therefore, over here by the sefer, that's when he says we view it as one big city. Aval hasam, but over there, when it's only one city, where it's not, they're not tight for space. There's no other city that's close to that city and that has a lot of airspace. Maybe there I would say that we do not give a karpav whatsoever. In other words, to extend the measurement of the city another 70 and a fraction to see as if that's the where the city spreads out to, because they don't need this space. They're not tight from another city next to them. And therefore, that's the chiddush, that we, even there we consider it that the city extends the 70 and the fraction. Tzricha, if we need to have both statements, we need to remember to tell us in both cases that the city extends that amount, whether by one city or two cities, and then we'll see it as an extension of that city, and therefore when the two cities, we'll see it as one big city together because of their overlap now of their kafifas. So the Gemara continues attempting to ask on the opinion of Ahuna that says that according to the Chacham, you get two kafifas between these two cities. So again, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah continued by saying, Tanan, we learned, then we said in our Mishnah that when there's three cities, one after another, we said, that if there is between the two outer ones, 141 amas and a third, then so our Mishnah said, then the middle one will make all three of them considered as if it's one big city. Now, the inference is as follows. Taima de Ikem Tsoi, the reason why we're going to see all three cities as one is because there is the middle one, that now there is not between any city more than one karf, because we said that between the outer ones was two karfifas, but now that there's a third one, a middle one between them, that means that now there's not more than even one karfaf between each city. That's why we're going to say that it's going to be as one big city. Halekem so iloi, but if the middle one wasn't there, then we would not see that as one big city. That seems to be a refutation of Huna, because the Mishnah said that even without the middle one, between the outer ones was not more than two kafifas, not more than 141 and a third. Yet we only say it's the fact that there's three, meaning that there's a middle one, that now it's going to be interrupting, it's going to be only one karfaf between each city. Then is when we're going to see it as connected. But if it wasn't there, although it was two kafifas, it wouldn't be. So that seems to be not like Rav Huna, who said that according to Chum, you do get two kafifas, and therefore you wouldn't even need the middle one. So Amalekha Rav Huna says, you're misreading the whole case of the Seifa. Hayit Marla, we had explained about this case of the Seifa, that Amar Rabba Amar Rav Idim Ram Chanina, Loi Mishalosh Shin Mamish. It doesn't mean that these three cities were in one row, one after another, three in a row. Rather, the third one, the middle one, was far away from the two outer ones. And the case is as follows. Ilaroyin, we view it, we visualize it. Kol she'ilu matalem tzoybineyin, if we were to push in the middle one, the third one, the one that's away from the two outer ones, and push it straight in between the two outer ones, v'yu mishalosh, and then there would be three in a row. And then it wouldn't be between the outer one and the middle one from either side. It would only be 141 and a third. Then the middle one would make all the three of them as if it's one big city. As Rashi explains, and as some Rashis have the picture to show what case we're talking about, like a segel, like the points of a triangle, that we have two outer ones and we have one middle one, but further up, what the case is as follows: that this that it said in the Mishnah, im yesh bein beis hachitzoyim kof memalf, that if there is between the two outer ones 141, it's not like we originally thought that there is not more than them, and therefore we had the question that it should work even without the middle one, as Rav Huna's opinion. Rather, the Mishnah is talking about that they're way far from each other, even way more than 141 from the two outside ones. What the Mishnah is saying is that if there is the airspace between the two outer ones, that if you were to fill it up with the middle one, in other words, as if to view it as if it's pushed up in between them, and then the remaining airspace between the middle one and the outside ones from either side would not be more than 141 and a third from this side and from that side, which would mean that between each one of the cities would be exactly like Rav Huna's opinion, that we allow it up to 141 and the third, then we view it as if it is between them, and therefore then we view it as if it's one big city. And therefore, someone that's leaving from one corner city to go through the other one on the other end of that, the bottom of that triangle, he measures only from the end of that other city because we view it as one big city, and therefore that's not going to be counted from his tchum. But however, what the idea was, if it's going to be more airspace than 141 and a third, even if you were to plug it up, so to speak, with that corner part of the triangle down on the bottom, then we would not say Ryan. And therefore, that's the case. So therefore, that's exactly like Rav Huna. And it's not like we thought it was three in a row. It's really, it's like a triangle. On that corner one, we're going to drop down as if it's between them. And then, when it's dropped down, filling up that bottom line, it's not going to be more than 141 and a third between either one of one city to another. Then we're going to see it as one big city, exactly like Rav Huna's opinion. Now, to clarify this, Amali Rav Abaye. How far could it be from the outer ones to the middle ones? In other words, this is what we said, Royan. We view it as if that corner one of the segel, of the tip of the triangle, as if it's coming down in between the two outer ones. How far could it be? Could it be like at the other end of the world that we see it? Oh, if anywhere in the world we see that there's like this line that if we were to drop it down, it would be in between it. We view it as one big city. That wouldn't make sense. How far could it be? So Amalei Alpayim Amah. So he said 2,000 Amas. And why is that? So because since you could anyways become from that middle one to the outside ones, even if you didn't view it as if it dropped down, because within 2,000 Amas you can walk, so therefore we view it as if it is within walkable area, and then would be the case of that we would see it drop down as if it is actually there, because the people from there can walk to the other city, so we view it as if it's dropped down, then we view it as if it's three in a row. So Rava continued to ask an Abaya, but you're the one that said on the previous Gemara of Nunhamid base regarding a city that was made like a keshes, like a bow, you said kavaseid the rava bereid the rabba bar of huna mistabra. You said it makes sense like that, like his opinion. Where there was a machlekes over there. The amma that he said yosem al payim amma, that even more than 2,000 amas, and that is regarding the keshes, regarding the bow that we said that there's a yeser, there's the bowstring. That is where that's where the tips of the bow end, and there's as if you made an imaginary line there. We said the person walking from the keshes can begin his tchum from the yeser, from that line, even if it's more than 2,000 amas from the bottom of the bow, from where his house is. We view it as one, and he's going to measure from the yeser. And therefore, the question that he's asking on Abaye, that Rav is asking Abaye, is basically that our city is ultimately like a keshes also, because if you view that the segel, actually how the segel is written with the two dots on the top and the one dot on the bottom, it's made like a keshes. It's made, if you were to make it circular, a semicircle instead of doing it like a triangle. So therefore, it's the same thing, that since over there we begin it by the yeser, even if it's more than 2,000 amas, why over here do you say that it has to be within 2,000 amas? It seems to contradict what you said regarding my keshes. So on that he answered him, Hachi Hashta, can you compare the case of keshes to the case over here by the case of these three dots, these shleish kvar hamishlosh, and this segel? Although it seems to be on some level similar, but there's one fundamental principle that makes all the difference. At Hasam Ikabatim, there, by the case of the keshes of the bow, there are houses continuous from in this semicircle. And therefore, as the Gemara had there explained, if someone that's living in the keshes wants to get to the top, and therefore get to that bowstring, he can get to it without ever starting his tchum by just walking through the homes, which is within his tchum, and he can get there. And therefore, we said over there that we won't consider that empty space, although it's walking more than 2,000 amas, as part of his tchum, because he can get to the top by walking a permitted way. But Hacha will be here regarding the case of between the middle one and the two outer cities, Lekabatim, there are no homes, and therefore there's no way for him to get there besides walking from his tchum. And therefore, again, if it's within the tchum of 2,000 amas, then we'll see him as if he's there to make this three lines in a row by visualizing it inside. However, if it's not within 2,000 amas, there's no way for him to get there, and therefore we cannot see him as connected, and therefore to create as if his city is there if it's more than 2,000 amas. Now, to clarify it a little bit more regarding the case of this Shleishik Fam Hamshaloshin, Vamali Rav Abaye. Rav again asked Abaye. Now, you explained to me how far could the middle one be from the outside ones. But Kamihei bin Chitzin L'Chitzin, how far can the two outer ones be from each other? To which Abai answered, what do you mean? Kamiyeh, however much it wants to be. My nafkalachmina, what should be the difference? In other words, kol shilu machnesim tzoybine, as long as, if you would push in the middle one, again, we said it has to be within 2,000 amas, but if you pushed in the middle one between the two outer ones, ve'im bein zeh lo zeh elamei v'arbom v'achas v'shlish, now that there won't be more than 141 and a third from each outer one to the middle one, and then again from that middle one to the other outer one, then even as much as you want, as long again as you're going to be filling it up with the middle one, as we explained, it doesn't make a difference. They could be like miles and miles and tens of thousands of miles apart from each other. If that middle city is humongous and it sticks in, it's within 2,000 amas, and it's not more than 141 and a third on either corner, so then it's okay. So then he asked, what do you mean, fill a dal al paim amas, even if it's 4,000 amas apart from each other? I'm like, yeah, but he said, yeah, for sure, what's the difference? To which Rava asks, Rav Huna said, and this again, he's applying to what was said by the city of the Keshes. Ir hasui kekeshes, regarding a city made by a bow, which you said is even better than our case, as he explained that there it could be even more than 2,000 amas when you're walking from the bow to the bow string. Im yesh bein bezra sheha pochis marbaras alafim ama, that it's only if between the two ends of the bow, which is the top, which is where this imaginary string is drawn from, if it's less than 4,000 amis from each one to the other, meididin la mina yesa, then you would measure from the yeser, from that bowstring, in other words, even if you're coming from the keshes, because then we see the tchumen overlapping, so we see it as one, and therefore you would be able to count from the keshes. Vimla, but if not, meididin la mina keshes, but if the tops are more than 4,000 amis apart from each other, then you would not begin your count if you're leaving from the bottom of the bow, where they're on the bottom of the circle, from the yester, you would begin when you leave your home from the keshes. And therefore the question he's asking you here also regarding the two outer ones, what's the difference? You said keshes on some level is even better because the person could get there through the outer ones. Here we have the two outer ones, why are they allowed to be more than 4,000 amas apart? It should be the same thing like you said by the keshes, that they have to be within 4,000 amas of each other, that is their 2,000 amas tchumen should be overlapping. Abai answered him, he said, again, based on the same principle we were saying before, this case is very different than the idea that we're saying by the idea of keshes. Hasam lekala meimim alei. There, regarding the case of keshes, you can't say that you fill it up. That is, to fill up the ear between them, between the two heads, because there's nothing to fill it up with. Hacha ikala meimim alei. But here you could say that you fill it up with something. As Rabbein Chananel explains, regarding the city that's made like a keshes, you can't say you fill it up with anything because the place of the bow is not filling up. We're just talking about how they can go and walk and consider their city beginning from the bowstring because we want them to stay where they're considered in their dwelling. But here, we're saying that we visualize the middle city as if it's between the two outer ones, that's filling it up. So though it's a segel, but we're viewing it as if it's pushed up in between. So I don't care, it could be more than 4,000 amas apart. The idea by keshes, why it has to be within 4,000 amas apart, because we're leaving the keshes as it is. Now we want to know, where do I begin? Well, because the two ends are overlapping with their tchum, we see it as one, and therefore I can begin from there and outward from that yeser, from that bowstring, and that's where my 2,000 amas begin. But if it's more than that, there's nothing to fill up the area between, so therefore they're not seen as connected. Whereas over here, we're saying that, well, of course, we're filling it up. We view that middle city as if they're not here, where they actually are, but as if they're there. And that's why it has to be within 2,000 amas. It's a totally fundamental different principle. So therefore, since we view it as filled up, so then, again, as far as they want to be, as long as the middle one is so big that it's not more than 141 and a third, then it's going to be okay. As Tosi explains, there's many different shatim in the Rishonim over here, that we don't say malay to see that the people from the middle city as if they're there between the two outside ones, that for them to measure 2,000 amas from there. Rather, the idea is for those outside cities, we view them as if they're filled up, to say when the one from this outer one wants to go through towards that outer one, that then we measure each one from the end of the other one's city. But that's the idea, the different principle between keshes, that case. And that's regarding both conversations between Rav and Abaya, between the case of Keshes and between our case of Gimel Kfar Mamashaloshin, is what the idea of it is. Regarding the case of Keshes is for the people on the bottom of the Keshes. That's the idea, and therefore they're staying where they are. Therefore, there we said it could be even more than 2,000 amas because we're viewing that as closed because they can get through there, through the Keshes where the house is connected. Whereas over here, we're not talking about those people of the middle city, the ones back there. We're talking about for those cities on the outsides, by the ends. For them, we're saying we view this city, the middle one, as if it's filling it up, as if it's plugging it up, which would not work for those people. It only works for the outside people. In such a case, since it fills it up, it could be even more than 4,000 amas away again because it's plugging it up and it's not having more than 141 and a third for either side. So now the Gemara continues and says that regarding what we had spoken about, that we said in our Mishnah, the most it could be, again, according to some opinions, going to be one karfav or two karfifas, but it can't be between two cities if we want to view them as one, at least for sure not more than two karfifas, more than 141 and a third. So therefore, Amalei Rav Safa L'Rava says, I don't understand. Hari b'nei Akistafon, the people of the city of Akistafon, d'mashchin l'hu tchum mehai gisa d'ardashe. You know where they begin measuring their tchum? They begin measuring from the other side of the neighboring city of Ardashe. Now, uv'nei d'ardashe, the people of Ardashe, mashchin l'hu tchum, they begin measuring their tchum, mehai gisa d'akistafon. They begin measuring from the other side of the city of Akistafon. In other words, they view themselves as if they're one big city, and therefore when they're leaving from their city, they only begin measuring from the end of their other city. And that's based on the concept of what we call Karfav, as if we could see it as if we're one big city. But the question is, Ha'ika Diglas de Mafsika. There's the Tigris River that separates between these two cities. That's Yesem Emeyev Abram Ha'achaz V'Shlish. That according to all opinions, it shouldn't work, because it's more than 141 and a third. So how do these two cities, for their halachas of Shabbos, consider their tchum beginning at the end of the other city, when you have the Tigris River, which is more than 141 and a third, separating it, so how can we view it as one big city? So Nafik Achvila, he went out and showed him. Hanach atma hasa deshur, these pieces of the walls of houses that were there, in other words, which is similar to the concept of a good gadius that we had mentioned in the previous, that those, although they're ruins, but since there are at least three walls, although there's no roof, we view it as if it's something that will extend the city. And he showed him that there were these things, demavli bediglas ba'ayinam v'shrayim, that were there, like almost swallowed up by the Tigris River, within 70 amas and a fraction from each city. And therefore, though the Tigris River was more than 141 and a third, and the city was separated by more than that, but within 70 amas and a fraction from each city, there were these ruins. And these ruins extend the city. And although they were in the Tigris River, but they still were standing, and since they were there, they extended the city, and therefore they were within the area of Karfaf of each other, and that's why they were allowed to see themselves at one big city and start their tchum from the end of the other city. Now the Gemara begins with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of Tchumen, but here it's going to be talking about specifically how to actually do the measurements of the Tchumen. In other words, we know you get 2,000 amas, but how do you go ahead? Who is the one that measures and how does he do that? So the Mishnah says, Ein Maididin, we're not allowed to measure, to make the measurements of the Tchum of 2,000 amas, Ela b'chavol shel nun amah, only with a rope that's 50 amas long, Loi pachas v'lo yaser, it can't be shorter and it can't be longer. And that is, as the Gemara will explain why that is. Why can't you do it with 10 amas, 15, 100? And not only do we tell you what type of measurement it has to be, what type of tool, but also you can only place it opposite your heart. And that is, the Chacham made a set place where each person that's assisting in this process, that where he puts the end of the rope, not that we should have one person putting it, holding it by his neck and the other one holding it by his foot. If you do that, then the rope is going to be a shortened version of the tchum, and therefore you're going to have a smaller tchum because you're going to be losing that part of the 50 amas where it's going to be on an incline, and then you're losing the horizontal area that you're trying to get. Therefore, you have to have exactly opposite the heart that everyone's holding it exactly straight. Then the Mishnah continues, what happens if hayimoydin? So you're measuring, you're taking this rope of 50 amas, you add up all the 50 amas until you finally get to 2,000 amas. So you're measuring v'higi ilagai, but then you reach a valley. Oyligeder, or you reach a wall, as Rashi said, that it's a wall of bricks that collapsed and became this big pile of rubble that has an incline, and people walk on top of that wall and then they walk down. So now, what do you do? So on that, our Mishnah says mavliyoy, that what you do is, it literally means you swallow it, but like you span it. In other words, because what happens is that the question that the Mishnah is handling right now is, do you actually, if you're going to take a rope of 50 amas and you're going to walk up that, you're really going to be going vertical now. You're going to be losing this horizontal area of 2,000 amas. Do we include that in the measurement of the 2,000 amas? Our Mishnah tells us, no, you do not. We're trying to get just a complete horizontal area of 2,000 amas. So therefore, the Mishnah says as follows, that if the area of that valley or of the pile of rubble is not wider than 50 amas from one end to the other end. Although with the incline and the decline is going to make the area more than 2,000 amas, we do not say that madrin, that incline, is going to be included in the measurement of the tchum. Rather, one person stands on one side of the valley, the other one stands on the other side of the valley, and then they take this one rope, and since it's less than 50 amas, they just so to speak bypass that vertical area of the incline or the decline, and then they consider it, they so to speak swallow it. It goes straight with that one rope. And then the Mishnah says, "B'chayz l'midasi," goes back to his measurements. What does that mean, go back to his measurements? This was exactly, we just said you don't go down the valley. You just stand at one end, the other end. You continue going horizontal. What does it mean you come back? So the Gemara will explain that the Mishnah tells us that you come back to your measurements. It's mashma that if, let's say, the width of this valley or of this pile of the wall that fell down was in where the city was, it's more than 50 amas, and you can't do it with one rope because you won't make it across the valley. It's going to be, let's say, 100 amas on the width. But one end of the valley that's not opposite the city, you could span it, which is there, it's less than 50 amas. So then you go over there to span it, and then you measure over there, which is parallel to where you are by the city. And then after you're done, that's what a Mishnah means, v'chayz l'midasi, you come back to your measurements by the area of the city, and you continue to complete your 2,000 amas of the measurement of the tchum. And that some Rashi bring this picture that on the old way, on the left side over there it is less than 50 amas. So there you can measure, and you look, you go a straight line from where you are, although there where the city is, it's going to be more, and you can't do the one rope. You go to the side, measure 50, continue measuring 50, and then you get back to where the valley ends, and now you go back exactly, and you continue measuring your 2,000 amas. Then the Mishnah says, Higi lahar, if you reach a mountain, the same idea, mavliya, you span it, v'chayz l'midasi, and you come back to your measurement. Again, if you could hold it up over the mountain and do a straight line of 50 amas, that's okay. If it's not, only on the side, you go to the side, you measure 50, and then you come back to continue doing what you were doing. Now the Mishnah continues on the top of Nuchesim and Aleph. Although we allowed you to go on the side to measure where there it's going to be narrower than 50 amas so that you could continue using your one rope of 50 amas because we don't let you use a rope longer than that, as long as you don't go out of the tchum. And that is, if let's say it was very long, so therefore we're talking about the width of this area, whatever is in your way, the valley, let's say it was very long, and then the end of it goes out of the tchum of the city, you're not allowed to go ahead and span it with that rope that in opposite the tchum. In other words, by the area that goes out of the tchum of the city because of its width that you can't do it where the city is, and that's only where you could do it, you're not allowed to span it over there. And that's because of a gzeiras, Rashi explains, it's a decree that people might come to say that the extent of the tchum of the sides of the city go there because I saw the guy who was measuring, he was there measuring. Obviously, that's part of the tchum of the city. That's not true. He only did it to be able to get across to span this valley that was in the way. Therefore, although we let you go to the side, but not past the tchum of the city. And therefore, the Mishnah concludes, if you cannot span it, as we said, because the area where it is in the city is more than 50 amas, and we're only allowed to use ropes of 50 amas, and on the side, it's still going to be longer than that, and only if I keep on going, but that's already out of the tchum, and that we don't allow, so what do you do then? That the Mishnah says, Bizu, in such a case, as Rashi explains, the Gemara will tell us, it tells us only here, which is excluding the Ir Miklat by the city of refuge and the Egla Rufa by the decapitated calf, where they we don't do this process that the Mishnah is about to tell us. It's a special leniency regarding the halachas of Tchumen. In such a case, Amrib Destoy, Brayan, the Mishnah Meyah, Shemat, I heard that what do you do in such a case? Shemekadrin Baharm, that we, so to speak, pierce the mountain. What does that mean? That says that we view as if we're making holes, as if we're going straight through the mountain. And we measure through those holes because we want to diminish as much as possible this incline. We don't want to include in the 2,000 amas any vertical area, as the Gemara says. That what we do is, in this case, we measure with a rope of 4 amas, not the regular 50 amas rope. And what we do is that the one on the bottom puts the rope by his heart, but the one on top that he's climbing up the mountain, he puts it by his feet. And therefore, we diminish the incline of every dalet amas, which is the rope that we're doing, half the height of a person. Because if, let's say, we have no other way to do it, we got to go up the mountain, because we can't go on the side. This mountain blocks the whole tchum. If we go on the side, we're out of the tchum already. So we got to find some way to measure this mountain. We can't do it from one end to the other, because the mountain is more than 50 amas. So what we do is we climb the mountain and we're measuring with the rope. But if we went my heart to that guy's heart, it's going to be very, we're going to lose the 2,000 amas very quickly because we're counting that area going up. So what we do is that the one on the bottom holds it by his heart, the one on the top is holding it by his feet. So therefore, although he's higher than the other one, but since I'm holding it up over here by my heart and he's holding it by his feet, we're basically doing as straight as we can. And then we go up. So this is where we're here. Now he moves up over here and I'm here. And again, we measure 4 amas. So therefore, again, you're really going, you're not counting the vertical. You're doing like L shapes, like steps, basically. You're doing 4 amas. You go up, another 4 amas. So you keep it as horizontal as possible. That's a chiddush, what's called mekan marm, as if we're making holes through the mountain, as if we're going straight, because ultimately all we're measuring now are the horizontal, not the vertical, as much as possible. That's what we're keeping it at. That's a chiddush that we do, again, if we cannot do the other options that the Mishnah had told us.